Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Swedenberg is with us too, ladies and gentlemen. Scott is a partner with Mail Enterprises out of the great city of Birmingham in the great state of Alabama. He's one of our experts when we want to turn to someone who can help us make sure that we understand who our customers are, what they're doing, what they're capable of doing, and how much of that we're getting. And he can help us with that. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me today.
It's good to have you back. And Scott, you know, what I was just saying, you know, a lot of people just think a customer is the person who comes in the door and gives them their money. But your customers as a class, as a group, if you're not managing those people, if you're not if you don't understand who these people are, as not only as individuals but as a group, as a profile, and what the potential is, well, you're just kind of wandering around in the fog, aren't you?
You really are. I mean, we see this especially with a lot of small businesses in that they don't take the time to really understand their customers, and it hurts them in a number of ways, whether it be the marketing. If you're marketing to someone you really don't know, that's when you start sending spam, junk mail,
right,
or doing television or radio ads that just don't work because you don't understand their needs. And then from the pure just return on investment, if you know more about what your customer needs, you can provide the products or services that are most important to them, not the ones that you think you need to offer.
Well, Scott, I don't know if you've ever heard me say this before, but I tell small business owners, and I do this in some of my speeches, and sometimes this gets a tomato thrown at me, but I tell them to thank Walmart for being around. And the reason I do that is because I tell them that people who want to do business with Walmart are going there because of price. They're not going there because of customization or service or saving them time or any kind of expertise. They're just going there on price. And those people were never going to buy from you anyway. So Walmart gets them out of your hair. And what small business owners have to do is identify, which is what you're talking about, the people who are inclined to do business with us.
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, we encourage them to look at their customers and really understand, because most of them have a large customer base, but they don't understand where these people might be. For example, we worked with a retailer, and he thought all his customers were coming from a certain part of the town. So we took a look at that list and helped him to understand they weren't even coming from the area he thought they were. And plus, the demographics of the people who were actually coming in were different, too, than what he thought. And so from that, he targeted his advertising and marketing into the areas where his customers were coming from, and it grew his business tremendously.
So let me see if I got this straight. This is a guy who had a business, who'd been doing business with customers, and the reality was that he didn't have a clue as to where his customers were coming from.
That's exactly right.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I suspect that a few of you are feeling cold sweat pop out on your forehead on the chance that that might be a description of you, and it might be. Now, here's the question, Scott. Do we have the courage to find out whether we know what we're talking about or not? Isn't that the issue?
Oh, definitely. They have to step back and really know, do we know who our customers are, where they're located, what they're about, and what their needs. I mean, another great example is we worked with a restaurant helping them think through who their customers were and the services they need to offer. And what they found out was they needed valet parking. And it wasn't because they had high-end customers who were driving Mercedes. A lot of their customers were senior adults who didn't like having to walk as far in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So offering the valet parking increased their business, which was their core business, with senior adults.
One of the things you've got to do if you're going to do what Scott's talking about is you've got to be prepared and willing to risk what you think you know for what you might really learn.
That's exactly right.
And there is a risk there because it could hurt, right? Right, Scott? I mean, you could say, whoa, you know, are you kidding me? Wow, that means I've been pretty dumb about this. I've been kind of obtuse about my own business. You could actually uncover something that you've been kind of thick-headed about, or at least in denial about. But the thing is the truth will set you free, won't it, Scott?
Oh, it definitely will. When you get this information, what you'll find is you'll become much more profitable and have customers who are so much happier with the service and products they're getting, because now you're tailoring them to their exact needs, not what you think they want.
So what you're saying is that for only a second do you worry about the pain of finding out that you've been wrong all this time, because hopefully very soon the profit bomb will sort of cure all that pain, right?
That's exactly right. The old thing about working out, no pain, no gain. There's just short-term pain here to realize long-term gain from your customers in doing this.
So what's the first thing that we need to do to start tabulating, collecting and tabulating and getting a report on how our customers really want to do business with us and how they are doing business with us?
You know, one of the easiest things, and it just depends on the small business, but many of them, we help them set up just a simple survey that they can hand to a customer that can be mailed back in or filled out at their store location. And the other thing is, it takes very little time when a customer comes in to just spend a few minutes with them, and doing something very important is, number one, asking a question, and then number two, being quiet and listening.
That last part, that's the hard part, isn't it?
It is. It's a tough part.
because we're so excited about what we have to sell, Scott. I mean, my goodness, I've worked so hard. I've got all this cool stuff. You must love it. Here, take it. Look at it. Don't you want to see the new colors? And what you don't realize is what you've done there is you've made it all about you. And it's got to be all about the customer, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. It's understanding, you know, the simple question of asking them, tell me why you shop here, and then being quiet and listen to them. Because you may think it's because of your incredible offering that you have in the store, and they may say, hey, it's just convenient to me.
Well, see, I think it's because I'm so handsome. I think that's the reason people do business with me. That's my story I'm sticking to. Stand by, Scott. What were you laughing about? That wasn't supposed to be funny, Scott. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Scott Swedenberg.
Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and visiting with our good friend Scott Swedenberg. Scott is partner with Mail Enterprises, and pretty soon, Scott, we're going to be able to hear about your new book, aren't we?
We are, Jim. It will be coming out within the next few months, and I think it'll be a great book for small business people because it's going to tell them ideas about how to be more successful, and
well,
we can all use that.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and I expect you to launch it on this show.
Oh, I definitely want to do that. Thank you.
We've launched 1,000 books and a couple of thousand ships on this show, so so we'll be glad to do that. Give us your website, Scott.
It's mailenterprises.com.
All right. And you work with people all over the country, don't you?
We do. We work with businesses of all sizes, but they're in the Southeast, but around the country, too.
We're talking about making sure that you know as much as you can about your customers, about why your customers are coming in the door. And, you know, Scott, one of the things that I have determined that I believe is something almost a phenomenon that's happening right now, and that is that more and more people, it's coming all the way down the socioeconomic scale, more and more people are valuing their time more than their money these days. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's exactly right. because we're all, you look at how busy everyone has become nowadays, so time is an extremely valuable, something that people want to cherish and take care of, and they're not willing to spend it all the time. So you got to come up with better ways to help people take care of their time.
Well, see, that's, to me, those are kinds of, if somebody says, well, what kind of questions would I ask a customer or a prospect about what I could do to help them? To me, time issues would be something that I would want to ask them. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. Different ways you can say, how can we make this experience work better in your time frame? Meaning, are we open the hours that are best for you? We may think 8 to 5 is good, and our customers may say, we need you to be open late. I don't care if you're open, you know, open at 10 and go till 7 instead.
What about delivery?
Oh, exactly.
And look, hey, folks. Somebody's, you know, I know what they're saying, Scott. They're thinking, well, who's going to pay for that? Well, guess what? Ask your customers, if we would deliver this for you, would you pay for it? You know what? There's sometimes that I would.
Oh, definitely. Well, and that's the thing, is asking those questions. You ask them, and you don't ask them the yes and no questions, but you ask them the questions like, how can we make this experience better for you? And you'd be surprised at the things they would tell you.
Give us some examples of some of the things that you've already done with folks. You gave us a real good example earlier about how you helped a company. You got any more of those good stories?
Well, it happens all the time, and a lot of them is we sit down and we say, first of all, which are the customers you're spending the most time with and asking these questions of, and then we find out it's the ones that aren't profitable for them. So number one, we say, take a look and understand your most profitable customers and then start asking them more of those questions. We did that with a plumber and trying to grow their business. And by looking and saying, hey, we're wasting our time doing these type things. We need to focus more in these areas because these type customers, it costs us more money than we're making.
But on the surface, they would seem like our best customers because they keep coming back, don't they?
That's right.
But they don't let us make any money.
No.
And so what we have to do to those people is to say to them, okay, folks, we love you and we want to keep serving you, but I've got to make sure that when I do business with you, it's profitable. So either you've got to help me make a profit or I've got to go somewhere else.
That's right.
You and may have to fire you as a customer.
Right. We don't tell them we're firing them, but we just say, here's some opportunities we have to work with you. Tell me which one works best, and they're what's best for you and ultimately for your business. And it's thinking through these products and services, because what you want to do is, if you already have a customer, that's the best ones to go sell new services to.
Mm-hmm.
So go sell them services that are more profitable for you and better suited for them.
But you've got to break your customers into two groups, don't you? I mean that you've got to break each customer into two profiles. One is sales revenue, and the other is profitability. Need at least two, don't you?
That's right. You need to have at least two. And we worked with a printer once, and this printer said, hey, we got a great business of printing business cards. We can do those, and we charge people $20. And I said, well, what do you make out of the debt? And they said, we make about $3. And I said, how much time was spent doing that?
Right.
Well, it takes a lot of time, but we have a lot of customers that do that with us.
Yeah, and then when you're doing the calculation of the profitability, folks, you've got to take the time into consideration. And a lot of times, small business owners don't do that. We don't value our own time very much, do we?
That's right. And the one thing I would add too to this is, when you start gathering this information and looking at it, have a system to keep up with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what these different groups are, as you mentioned, you may just split them into profitable and not profitable customers, but have a system to keep up with all this stuff so you can really know your customers.
I actually think you should separate them into A, B, C, and D, four different levels, and I actually wrote an article about that, folks. You can find that on my website. Thank you, Scott, for being here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
Scott Swedenberg, ladies and gentlemen, with Mail Enterprises. That's mailenterprises.com. Quick break. Going to take a quick one. I'll be right back with Glenn Upiece, and we're going to talk about wireless cities. Stay with us. But it ain't
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.